we just, a lot has gone on in the past few days. Like, a lot. I just feel like
girl,
a lot.
Girl, you with the fucking pits for me.
What? Not at the end, the beginning, right?
Definitely the beginning.
Okay. But not at the end. You had a good
the
time
end made me feel great.
Okay, good.
I needed that ending.
Oh, thank God.
No, take me out.
Listen, your life, I told my daddy about it too. He was like, oh. I said, daddy, somebody had to learn that lesson.
Definitely. Won't catch me slipping ever again.
Hey guys, we're back for episode 29. We're so close.
I'm going to do something special for 30.
You ask me that every season.
I'm sorry.
And but I don't know.
Kitty just said we could do the live thing. We can give it a try if we want to.
We can. Yeah, we can. Give me an excuse to put some, you know, look cute.
Definitely.
Do something with myself. But yeah, it's episode 29. We're back. We're still in hell. Nothing's changed.
Still outside. Except things.
No, not really.
It's supposed to open tomorrow, ain't it? The 4th?
It was, girl, honestly, it opened yesterday because.
What's open?
Let's nothing's go. Open, but people are out, sis. People yeah. are out.
We've been out, though. Well, because I've been out. But, like, we've been out. But literally everything, like the mall, town center. What is it?
Town center open on Monday.
A lot of things supposed to open Monday.
Yeah.
Before. So, you going outside?
At 25, no.
Kim!
No. At 25% capacity, which I'm like, y'all might as well keep these places closed. It's not safe. Like, it's not safe. And if it's like, if we lived in a country that actually gave a damn about its citizens, then this would be fine, but it's not fine because it's not safe. Like, America is not... They're not handling the thing well. They never have been. So it's like, what? I'm talking about they. Like, I don't live here.
Right.
But they've never been handling it correctly. So it's like, we're not.
They want their money. Because, you know, Mother's Day.
They want their money, but like.
They should get that Mother's Day coin. All these businesses.
At the cost of our lives. Hey. Like, what? The French toast. And it's not like anything died because everybody's still shopping online. Everybody with money still.
Everybody with money. And we all got
a little something. Yeah, so hello, like, a lot of these shits is not dead anyway, and 25% capacity is, like, how many people is that? Like, think about Ross at 25%. I mean, it might be actually heavily the shot with that little people, but they're literally checking people that are coming in the door. So if you get to Ross and there are already people in line.
It's going to be like a line outside waiting to let people in.
And it's going
to
be long because y'all still got to stand 6 feet apart. We're still, like, practicing social distancing just in the public.
And the way people shop, like, they're going to be looking around. With Ross stores like that, people ain't in there just to go grab a t-shirt and walk back out. Mm-mm. It's a lot of things to see, a lot of things to look at. That not to be so long.
You know.
I'm just saying.
So, yeah, we're still in hell. And by hell, I mean Earth in the United States.
I do need some hangers on the low, so I might just be like the first one in at least. And I'm going to go in and grab my hangers so y'all ain't got to spend the night too long.
Yeah, go and get shit. That's the problem with Rock. Like, they one of the people in the companies that probably suffered like a lot because they don't have e-commerce. You can't shop online at TJ Maxx or Home Goods, which I'm dying to go to. Or Home Goods, you know, you can't. So it's not like you go in there, see what you want, you know, make sure you, okay, when I go in, that's what I'm getting and then I'm getting out. Like, no, like you said, you got to look around and see what's going on.
Everyone is different.
Mm-hmm.
If you got 3 Home Goods in your area, they do not have the same shit. They might have similar shit.
Right.
Different colors of it, different versions, but that shit can be different every time you go into one. Like, I know Ross got hangers, but the one in the town center might have black and the other one in River City might have pink. So you see what I'm saying? Like, oh, God. It really is.
Oh, God. And what if they give me, like, time limits? I didn't even think about that.
Fuck up.
Like, ma'am, you only got 30 minutes in here. Like, 25% capacity. Shit. If everybody's trying to go out. It's like, oh, I might as well stay at the house.
You might as well. Get your curbside, chill at the house, child.
Yeah. But, again, that's a unique situation because they can't do online.
I like the idea of everything opening back up, though. Like, I just, the fact that we're going to be talking about this for years. Kim, we're going to be like 40, like,
that's why I'm
closed everything down.
Y'all think we're going to be talking about something for years that only happened for a couple of months? This is going to be happening for years.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, like, we, when you think about, like, history and stuff, like, if it only happened for a couple of months, do they even mention it? No. Like, this is so big that it's going to be happening for a few years. So we got a long time to, like, get adjusted to how we finna be living, because we're going to be living like this for a while until they at least get a vaccine. And again, that's a year from now at least.
Oh Lord, just send your child to summer camp.
And it's like, oh, so many things. But anyway, how have you been?
I'm fine. Other than COVID, like, I'm good.
That's good to hear. Same.
Oh, no, I'm lying. Well, I'm good, but yesterday was hell.
Oh, yes.
Was that yesterday? Yes. I was going through hell.
It was
Saturday night.
Yeah, it was Friday bleeding into Saturday.
It started on Friday?
Mm-hmm. It's fine. Friday night.
Oh, today is Sunday. Okay.
Yeah.
Shit,
get your days together, girl.
That was Friday night?
That was Friday
night. We locked the phone. I'll just point that the fuck out.
You know what? Before we even get into it, I'm going to let y'all know that Mo's lying about my activity in it. Or she's not lying. She's not lying, but she's projecting onto me because she should have never been in this situation in the first place. I just want to point that out. But
I should never change my password.
It definitely happened on Friday. Because you was, girl. Girl. And we all had that story about how we had to call Apple because something is fucked up. No, we done lost something. That was me last night, actually. I got my karma.
What happened last night?
It was definitely my fault, too. I accidentally deleted the text message I needed twice, like a whole idiot. And,
Twice? So how you got it back?
Well, I deleted it on my computer and my phone.
Oh, deleted on, like, the computer first, and then it was on the phone.
Yes. And I thought it was junk, and so I deleted it, like, a whole idiot.
So what was
they
able to do for you?
Nothing. I tried to get it.
Right?
I tried to get, well, I didn't, I actually did, but they were closed.
17:11, I just want y'all to know that.
But it was before 11, and they didn't answer my phone, they didn't answer my call, and I was so upset. It was like 10:30, and I was going to call.
I was calling the Apple support app, and I was like, okay, I put my number in, and it's okay, we'll give you a call in a moment, and they would, like, call me.
I need to get that back. Okay. But yeah, so I deleted the text message I needed, and I figured out though that I could restore my backup that I did.
Can there a backup? Great. Give her a cookie, someone. Jesus.
That's gonna make sense later. I restored my backup from just like 15 minutes earlier. So right before I deleted the text message, and it didn't work. My thing was not syncing. It was not restoring my backup. I was pissed, but I think they're going to text me. I think the text is going to come back again today. Okay. So, hopefully, fingers crossed, I won't be.
Speaking of restoring and backups, if you listen to this podcast, just go ahead and plug your phone up to the computer. And
right
just,
now.
Or whatever you got to do, update your iCloud, just back your shit up right now. Don't even play. You got to upgrade your iCloud storage like my ass.
Tell them what happened.
Okay. Well, yeah, you was there. You can tell it too.
Oh, girl, it's your story.
So, Friday night, Kim came to my house with the shit, so she fucked my phone up, and then my shit got disabled, and I, like, lost a lot of shit.
That is absolutely not what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
That's not what happened at all.
We was on my phone having a good fucking time.
We was.
Looking at old shit, reminiscing, and then...
Somebody's face wasn't recognized.
Oh, right. My face wasn't recognized, so I was trying to put my password in. I fucked around, probably did it wrong, and then did it wrong again. You know, just typing the wrong buttons on accident. Because we was drinking.
Kim
was like, you know what, Mom? I don't think you even changed your password. Try the old password. I said, Kim, I know I changed my password. Just try the old one. I put in that goddamn password. That shit said disabled. Connect your phone to iTunes. And I
You putting in 2468 was not what which is her old password. It's no longer her password. You putting that in only disabled it for an hour. I think maybe the first or second time. I can't remember.
Oh, remember, we did go through the motions. It was five minutes, then it was an hour.
Yeah.
Wait, is it 15, and then an hour?
Then an hour.
We went through all the motions. And apparently, when I talked to Apple, whatever, they was like, you get, what, 10 tries
or
11?
That's what they said. So two of each or something like that. Efforts. We definitely did. Listen, I will take the L for that because that was my fault.
She's like, try that shit.
You should have been like, girl, I know I changed my password, Kim. I'm not listening.
Oh, that's what I said. But then again, we was writing down all the ones we had tried. I'm like, damn, I don't know what to try next. I'm scared. I feel like either way, it would have did the same shit.
And you picking arbitrary numbers, sis. That is not how it goes. And when you know what's funny was when I told my daddy about it, he was telling me about how he was at the gas station one time. He, like, really needed gas, but he forgot his pen. Oh, and he, like, totally blanked. And so, anyway, he was telling the story or whatever, and he was talking about how he eventually figured it out because he has this, like, remembering tool. And so I was talking to him, and I was like, why would you pick these these random four numbers? Like, pick something that you know you can remember. The damn pin number's so old, he didn't pick it. They gave it to him. Yeah. That was back when they
gave you a pin. Oh,
and you didn't pick it. I was like, oh. So, but you picked random ass numbers. That didn't mean shit to you.
And I did it in like a 5 second span. I was like, okay, I need something quick. All right, boom, 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 boom. Ain't write the shit down. Ain't do nothing. I just knew the four numbers, but I think I fucked up the order of the numbers. That's what it was. So I definitely knew. All right, you know, 1, 3, 7, 9. Like those were the numbers. The order those numbers were in, I fucked up. I fucked up big time because they was different on the iPad, the pink phone, and the new phone. All the shit was wrong as fuck. As soon as I restored all my shit, when I say I went right back to my shit, because
So Mo ended up losing what, a month of stuff?
A month. So literally, the last backup according to my Mac was March 6th. So everything that happened after March 6th up until Friday, gone.
Baby doll.
And I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I was reflecting, and I told Kim yesterday after I got everything situated and back on track, I was like, Kim, that shit must have been a sign. Because I honest to God, I had a lot of negative ass shit in my motherfucking phone just from the end of March all the way up until Friday night.
She did. It got kind of crazy. I think
that was God being like, bitch, we gotta get rid of this shit.
Gotta get right.
Some kind of way.
Gotta get right.
He broke my ass for real. I'm listening now. Look, I looked up. I'm listening now. Ain't getting me no.
But more. Now you'll know.
To back
up your things. But you can back up. You can back up a version of your phone to the cloud, right?
Right. So now it should be doing that automatically by itself.
Okay. Because I was going to say, that can't, plugging your damn phone into your computer, like, that can't be the only way you can do this. Right. So that's the way I do it. I like to keep mine local. But now we know.
Now we know. Because that shit hurt my feelings at first. I was like, God damn. I'm gonna lose.
And it was,
shit.
Tell them how long you were doing that. It was like an all night thing. Ooh, really?
I started that shit that same, right after Kim left, I started trying. And then, you know, I got so tired, I just gave up. And I thought, I'm going to try this in the morning. Literally, I woke up at like 7:30. I had been trying from 7:30 all the way until like, I didn't get it done. It's like 3 o'clock.
Jesus.
7:30 in the morning to 3. That's a fucking shift at work. That's an 8-hour shift, right?
Yeah.
Y'all, that was a full time job.
Because when you text me, it was at least 1 o'clock.
Right. Because not only did I have to update the iPad, the MacBook, and my phone, like I had to sit there and wait for it to restore. And I had to keep calling Apple support.
Oh my God, that takes so long. And if your internet connection is trash, like you said,
I didn't have to go to my mama's house to really finish everything. And on top of that, I had to use her phone because I was locked out of my main phone. Couldn't make a phone call.
Apple called me like 4 times.
I was like, this shit here. Fuck it. I just won't have a phone. I was legit, I had to schedule, at first I scheduled the call with them. That was, shit wasn't going to be until Friday, May 8th at 8 a.m. Imagine if I had to wait a whole week just to talk to somebody to figure out what to do. Hell no. So then I realized you could place a call, like set up a call where they could call you. And that's when I was like getting calls immediately.
Thank God.
So shout out to Apple for that.
Yeah, the support does what they can.
So I learned my lesson though. I'm gonna be backing my shit up, and then I'm gonna get rid of all. I got rid of all of that negative shit. You know, not my choice. At
right.
First,
I was gonna say you got gone. Rid of it.
It's gone.
Jesus. Oh, so and after that, what else did you do on Saturday? Because you said you had a good. It finished.
I
did.
We already had plans in motion. My dad them had us come over because they got a pool, but they just invited us over to have a cookout, pretty much. So that was already. That's what's happening at 2 o'clock. Mind you, I didn't finish this shit until like 3 something. When I tell you I want to just give up and go crawl under my bed. I mean, I got everything fixed, but I was just so done with everything for that day. I didn't want to do shit else. I was like, let me just go home.
You were drained.
I was drained. And I didn't want to bring that bad energy around nobody else, but I was like, I already told them I was going to come. You know, they want to see Camille. Let me just go. And I just knew I was going to sit on the sideline, just kind of pouting a little bit because I was still like in my feelings about it. Yeah. Even though it was all fixed, I was still like hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
But I ended up getting in the pool, and we had a good time, slip and slide, eating and all that good stuff. And I let it go. And that's when I think, what time did I text you? And I was like, damn, Kim, this shit was a sign. Was it right when I like got it all fixed?
I think so, yeah.
So probably like 3 o'clock, that's when I was like, okay, this shit had to be a fucking sign. Because ain't no fucking way God took me through all this shit. Just to like break me like this. Ain't no way. Something good got to come out of it. And I feel like it did. Because I definitely feel like a weight was kind of lifted off my shoulders a little bit.
Really?
I feel.
Oh,
a
okay,
free.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, all right, that shit gone. It wasn't supposed to be there anyway.
Little double-edged sword. Like, okay.
Yes. Oh, God. But
well,
now
good. You had a good time.
I did.
I mean, you started out shitty, but you had a good time at the end.
Won't get me ever again in life.
And, yeah. Well.
Not to mention, I had to upgrade my iCloud storage, so now I'm paying $10 a month.
Listen, I told a good friend of mine that, and he was shook it because... What? Girl, what? I was telling him, like, because first of all, he don't use it at all. Because he, I think he stores everything on his phone. I don't know how that works. works. But, you know, for me, I store messages, reminders, notes, things that I want to sync from my laptop to my phone. Mm-hmm. You store everything, all your photos, videos, all that. And that is so many large files.
My life.
So, I couldn't believe that you ate up that much space, but also I couldn't believe.
But listen, let me break it down for y'all, because literally before March 6th, or just when my phone was in or whatever, y'all know I had like almost 12,000 pictures and videos according to my phone.
Is that what you have? He asked me and I didn't know the answer.
That's what I'm getting at. So after everything was restored, I went back and looked to see how many I have. It went from almost 12,000 to like 8,000.
What?
So literally like 2,000 items just in my photo album alone, gone.
Over the past month and a half?
Yes. So they're like 2,000. Literally. About 2,000 things.
I'm not. My brain. That don't make sense.
That's what I said. But you know, I had like 11,000 photos, pictures, or whatever.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
I showed you that.
When he asked me last night, I mean, you showed me that, but I totally forgot, because when he asked me last night, I was like, I honestly don't know. I'm about to ask.
I was like, can we not? It's my photo album right now, tonight, I have 11,000 photos. So when I restored it, and I go, if I go look, wait, where's my phone? If I look right now, it's going to say 8 something, something, something. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It says 10,652. But that's because they're syncing now. If that makes sense. The
iCloud. Yeah.
Because before, it would just say 8,000. Now it's saying 10,000. So I went from 11,000 photos, almost 12,000, to 10,000.
Jeez.
So Monique has a lot of things.
So, okay. You have, I mean, you do have everything backed up to the cloud. So,
I mean, I upgraded my cloud now. So now that phone is syncing over to this phone.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm noticing the number just went up. But this phone literally was saying 8,000.
Everything.
And that phone was saying 11,000 something.
But you don't have those, like those pictures, videos, all that. They're not stored on your computer. They're only stored on the cloud, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Anything OOO might be on like my hard drive or like Google Drive or something. Mm-hmm.
I just, when I think about, like, storage and how I store, like, old files and, like, photos and all that shit, I'm so, because if I lose this stuff, I'm going to be devastated. And so, that's why I'll be talking about having backups of your backups and having it organized, because when my computer was on the fritz, my computer wouldn't even stand, like, on long enough for me to back up my stuff. And I was like, wow, Kim, you should have been did this. What's wrong with you? Because I really could have lost all my shit.
Definitely. And that shit is devastating.
It is, very much so. Again, you only lost a month of stuff. You didn't even lose everything.
Just imagine if this was like my bread and butter, like my job, like my, you know, like I needed that stuff. I would be, you know, under the bed crying right now. But luckily, it was like I said, it was a bunch of negativity and mess. So it's fine. It's fine.
It's
fine.
It's fine.
Speaking of that, bitch, I need to watch Insecure. I'm down like, what, 2 or 3 episodes
now.
Yeah,
you are.
Oh, fuck. You said it's on YouTube, and I need to start looking, right?
I don't know if they're all on YouTube. I just know they usually do the first episode of the season on YouTube.
I'm gonna start looking.
But yeah, so I've had a really crazy past couple of days. You know, I just really feel like they thrust us. Like, I almost feel like our parents get behind us, and they literally shove us into adulthood against our will.
Don't be this way.
I hate it here.
Like, some parents do literally kick their kids out at 18.
Why is it always some shit? I don't understand.
What happened, Kim?
It's like everything that involved, like that's involved in being an adult. Like somebody hit my car, and it's not like, okay, you know, it's the ideal situation where they left a note or whatever. But like, I'm not gonna deal with insurance because somebody hit my car.
But they hit me.
I don't like that. So somebody hit my parked car in my apartments.
Was it like the night of, or like was it like a daytime thing?
I have no idea when it happened because, you know, I don't be driving my car during the week. So I left my house on, I think, Wednesday. And I found the note on Friday. So sometime between Wednesday and Friday, somebody hit my car. So, yeah. And the lady said she had a backup camera. She literally wrote, I'm so sorry, on the note twice. And she said she had a backup camera. Like, I would have just kept that to myself, to be quite honest. If I hit somebody's car, why would you tell them? Because, girl...
Imagine nobody left you a note, though, at all. You
I know,
go out there and really see your shit like that. You'll be like, what the fuck?
I would be outraged. But somebody pointed out that somebody probably saw them and they had to leave a note.
Mm-hmm. Write that note.
Because there's a girl that lives over here who I could tell she was watching me when I came. Because I'm pretty sure she know I drive that car. And I think she was watching me when I was coming out of my apartment. So maybe she saw the lady in my car.
I wonder if it was loud.
I wonder if it, Listen, if y'all could see my car, she dented it. So
damn bitch, you pushed the fucking gas. Like
what understand. Did you do? You're supposed to be able to park back up or whatever. And if you're trying to be, it's like, girl, if you can't drive, then why are you trying to back into a space anyway? But we're supposed to be able to back up or park into a space without a backup camera. So like the fact that you had one as well and you still hit my car, I'm confused. Girl. I don't understand. I'm confused.
And maybe she, I don't know if y'all got like cameras out here and stuff, but you, again, you just never know who's watching. So I get why, you know, if she.
Definitely.
Probably, let me just write leave a note because you never fucking know.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody got your plate, sis. Mm-hmm. They're looking at you. So I called my insurance. Or no, I called her insurance. We have the same insurance. Right. But I called and I had to do adult things and I don't like that.
Be quiet.
But man. Everything is fine. Thank God.
Come on, speaking of insurance, my shit was due yesterday.
Your payment?
Yeah. But you know, Progressive take 100 days to take your shit. So
we do.
We're just going to sit here and wait for that. My mom said that if y'all have Progressive, they apparently give, what I said,
20%? 20%, yeah. 20% off. They reminded me that.
What was it, the next 2 months? Or
How do you do that?
You know, I don't know. And I'm so confused. Do I got to call? Oh, I got to call and be an adult? I don't know.
That's one thing I ain't never got no problems with. I'll call somebody in a heartbeat. Like, excuse me.
About a discount, maybe, yes.
Listen, I'm going to call.
What's going on here? But yeah, I'm trying to look into that. You would think they would say something about it on the app or like an email or something. Right. They probably did. I'll be paying attention.
No, they didn't because I do be paying attention.
Because they write me, I'd be thinking, oh, soon they just talking about the money that I owe them. And I'm just like, oh, great. I know I have a bill coming up. Thanks. We know. Damn.
Nobody wants to talk about the money that I owe, girl. Talk about it. Oh, yesterday was so crazy. When we went to Sonic, we went.
Who went to Sonic?
I was riding with Tara, Yana, and Maya.
Oh.
And they went to the grocery store, went to Walmart, and they went to Rose. It reminds me like, don't go in there to any of those places. It was just so packed. I could tell
I'm like, what's wrong with it?
Yeah. And they were definitely checking people at the door too. Or like checking to see how many people were coming in. But it was so packed. And I was like, yeah, outside is definitely open because when I go, it was a Saturday, so that's fair. But it was very packed. Oh, but we went to go pick up some food. So on the way home, we went to Sonic. We had to go get this drink special. We had to pick my daddy up some food. We waited at Sonic for 40 minutes. I was trying to cut them some slack because it was nothing but black girls working. And again, it was packed. But 40 minutes in the Sonic drive up.
What did you eat from Sonic?
I like Sonic. I like the burgers, but I didn't eat anything from there that day.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I was like, what? Because that's the thing is like, you know, it's 5 of us in the car or 4 of us in the car. We ordered mostly drinks and then one meal, literally one meal. It was a car that pulled up next to us that had 900 kids in it. Their total was $65.
Bitch, no.
$65 at the Sonic. They pulled in 10 minutes after us and got their order before us. I was outraged.
I'm just stuck on the $65 part because you got multiple kids. Imagine buying everybody a Happy Meal.
Because it was so funny because I was just talking to Tara making jokes. Like, when we was all 5 of us, you had to go to the drive-thru because we ate out. Like, we got McDonald's every now and again. I'm like, I was never paying attention to what the total was, but I know that total was
hefty. Damn.
They spent $65 at the Sonic. I was like, what? Y'all just spent out on groceries.
Look back in high school, McDonald's used to have 49 cent cheeseburger days.
Ooh,
on Wednesday night.
Yes.
My stepdad and my mom used to come home with a big ass bag full of those and like the dollar fries. Those fries was $1. And it never dawned on me. Like, I know there was 49, 59 cent burgers, but it's like, y'all used to really buy food for all of us from McDonald's or whatever the fuck else. It's like, y'all was really cashing out on us.
Cashing out.
Oh, damn.
I'd be in a drive-thru by myself, like, ooh, $9, $7.
Me and Camille be balling out. You know, that's one Happy Meal. That's a cheap love price. I think it's like $4. Girl, I'm like, girl, get what you want. Get some extra apple
slices.
Throw
it in the bag.
Throw that shit in the bag.
And you know what? She's a little girl, so she probably won't ever eat too much. I feel bad for people who got to feed boys and multiple boys.
Woo!
Because they eat like, you would not believe. Tara only had one, so, you know.
People be like, you ain't gonna have no more kids? Go, girl. I can't afford no more kids. That's the real gag is, girl, your girl can't afford no kids. I can't even do it.
Multiple.
She's like, wait, we went from throwing it in the bag at the damn McDonald's to you telling me I can't get extras? Girl, that would shatter Camille.
Like mommy, I said I want a Frosty. What you mean?
What you mean I can't get a Frosty?
I don't like that. But yeah, so I was very annoyed by that. Sonic. Again, I'm trying to cut them. I'm never rude to like fast food service. Like, I'm never rude to them.
Question.
But what?
Sonic is the one where you drive up and like park by your little menu
right.
And you order.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have like a little wraparound drive.
They do. They have both.
So y'all was in that little line.
No, we was in the pull up to the thing.
And that took forever because I guess they got to bring the food out. So that's what made it take a little longer, or...
Hello, like...
Because I guess they got the wraparound and they got the people who can sit right there. Oh, fuck it. I ain't even trying to figure that shit out.
And it's packed. But to me, it's like having a dine-in and a drive-thru. Because they can't go, you know, nobody can go into Sonic. They just have that where they make the food and then, you know. So, I feel like if regular people can manage a dine-in or regular fast food can manage a dine-in and a drive-thru, y'all can do a drive-up. That's the only difference.
How do fries look?
go to Sonic. You ain't never ate a Sonic?
I have, but they got one on Northside. If they ain't on Northside, I ain't going.
Oh.
So, they got triple checkers. Fries? Is it just...
No, they got regular straight fries. They kind of remind me of Burger King fries. They kind of remind me of those, but I like, you're going to be disgusted. I like the onion rings. Thank you so much. But they do have, you like hot dogs? They have good hot dogs. Kiara loved their hot dogs. That's like a thing. We talked about that yesterday too. Kiara loved their damn hot dogs. But yeah, they got that. Chicken sandwiches.
Because I see their commercials all the time. I'm like, wait, have I ever seen their fries? Like, what kind of fries they have?
Sonic is good. Good tater tots.
See, that's what I see. I'll see the tater tots.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Oh, goodness. I wonder if Northside ever get one. I rolled by Whataburger on the way over here.
Oh, you did?
I was like, damn, I could stop. I didn't have a taste for the cinnamon roll.
Which one?
Beach Boulevard.
Oh, okay.
So I was thinking about, I was like, damn, maybe I should have pulled over.
Maybe. I drove around the one you said was closed, and I was hurt. Girl, I was trash. So hurt right now.
I can't believe. I rolled by thinking I passed it. I'm like, maybe I passed this shit. Maybe I didn't get to it yet.
That thing was boarded up like, no service. Thank you so much.
Like, that shit had burnt down. So I'm like, what's going on?
Depression. I told Amina I was going to eat it. You like Zaxby's?
Yeah.
See, I don't like Zaxby's, and I never have.
Not that I get all that other shit that got on in me. I'm going to get, like, wings and fries.
Oh, the wings and thing?
Yeah, not even that.
Oh. I don't like it. I mean, be judging me because
Crystal
I don't
really
like
Zaxby's.
See, it's a man thing.
It is. Definitely.
It's a man thing. That's the only fast food y'all eat.
They fries pretty cool. And then what Chris would be getting? Cheese bites, some type of like cheese bites or something. They got like a little dip with the marinade. It's like cheese sticks, they just little bites.
Oh.
Those be real good. They toast, bitch, you know I love you some bread.
I do fuck with a toast. He said that to me. I was like, I don't want my chicken sandwich on a damn toast. He was like, don't be doing the toast. He was like, don't do the toast like that. And I was like, okay, you're right. Because the toast do be bussing on occasion.
And somebody said, it's a certain salad. Somebody said, it'd be real, real good. I can't tell you which one. Look at us talking about food. Kim.
Right, fast food.
Yeah. We're definitely going to brunch from outside and back up. Right, Kim? Don't play me. Big A's, that's all I'm going to say.
Let's do takeout and eat in the car.
But anyway.
Yeah, topics.
So the topic we're going to discuss is like draining your friends. Have you ever felt like your friend of yours might have been like draining you or just kind of unloading onto you all the time? It's kind of making you want to take a step back here and there? Look, pause for answer. Yes or no?
Mm-hmm. Give me time to think about it.
So Kim is the friend that I drain.
Why is that? Let's discuss.
It's not on purpose. It's just when I first met Kim, I promise y'all, like when I finally we got comfortable with each other, I unloaded onto Kim.
Is it because I'm your only friend?
At the time, she was like my only like close friend. Because I know a lot of fucking people. I could have unloaded on anybody, but I chose Kim. One, she didn't know my past. She didn't really know me. Enough.
I had no reason to prejudge.
Right. That's enough. That's one another reason. And two, she was just very understanding, and I felt like she was a good listener.
I do lend myself to people.
She does. She lends an ear, and I was right there, like giving it all to her. And now she's stuck with me for life. So,
I'm trying to think. Have I ever been the kind of friend to unload onto another friend? If I have, they've never told me. They never told me that I did that.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't until like recent events from March till now that we had that conversation on the phone, and you was like, "Mom, you don't have to give me a play by play." And I was like, "What you mean the fuck a play by play? Like, what you trying to say?" Like literally screenshot for screenshot. Yeah. I've been keeping Kim in the loop of every fucking thing.
She would send them to me as she would get them.
Literally.
And I'm like, sis.
Like, you don't have to give me a play by play. I'm like, well, Kim, I need you. Like,
you
I
don't like need me. That's what my thing is. What were you doing before me?
I wish I could see, but I just looked at her because I don't know what she think this is. Like, I'm literally a virgin out here in these streets. Like,
How did you deal with problems prior to, like,
I didn't.
Me.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't. Okay, that's fair.
I was very much of, like, a hermit crab. That shit was just suffering silence for a long time.
Damn. I understand a good suffering silence because I feel like everybody at one point has done that before.
And some by choice and fun. Some, you know. Clearly by force. Like, it's
trash.
It is.
It's very much trash.
When I got Kim, it was like, I'm unloading onto her. And she gives me good advice and tells me what to say in certain situations. So, like, I'm giving her, like, a play-by-play on everything. She's like, you got to do that. And that kind of sparked the conversation of, well, why can't, what do you mean? Like, yeah. What am I doing? She's like, well, you give me the play-by-play. You don't have to do that. And it turned into, okay, so what do you prefer? And it was like, I like when you come over here. Like right now.
Right now, Sunday, yeah.
And you just tell me everything then.
Yeah.
That's how she likes to hear it. Me, bitch, when something shit is happening, I'm like, bitch, I'm gonna call Kim.
I'm in distress.
I gotta move. I'm calling Kim right now. Move, I gotta call Kim. Move! Everybody move. That's me as soon as something happened. But now I'm like, but now that we done talked about it, she done kind of made me aware of it. Now I'm like, damn, I want to call Kim. I ain't gonna do that shit. I'm holding.
To your credit, you know, you are very, because it's hard to say that to somebody and they not take it totally personally and they just like, well, bitch, do you not like me?
Because we done talked about it plenty of times.
You're very receptive to it.
I think you put it in perspective for me when you was like, I don't have to give you a play-by-play.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize that's really what I had been doing for clearly years. Because anything happened, I'm telling Kim immediately as it happened. I want her to live this situation with me.
It was never as bad as screenshots. You might call me and be like, well, he's saying this. And they're saying this. But getting text messages, I'm like, oh.
And that shit was new as fuck. And it was fresh. Definitely. And them shits was like hitting back to back. And I know I was like overloading Kim. Because I was being overloaded at the same time. So I'm over here overwhelmed. And I'm like putting that on Kim as well. Trying to like get help. And it's like.
And I tell her all the time, you know, when I get all the stressful situations and I get none of the benefits of it. So you be thrusting me into these situations with you. So it feels like we're in the pit together.
We are.
And then when you make up, when everything is gravy again, it's like, everything's gravy, Kim. All right, see you later, girl. I'll be back when shit's trash again.
That is not it.
Okay. It's not. You include me in the fun things, too.
I try.
But like you said, it's no other word to describe it but draining.
Draining. I realized that I was draining my friend. And what really helped me put it in perspective, ooh, I have another friend who I feel like drains me.
Oh.
And I'm like, God damn, this is what the fuck I be doing to Kim. I call her, I was like, Kim, I'm so fucking sorry. I tell Kim all the time, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry I did that to you.
Because I realized somebody was constantly calling me with, you know, whatever bullshit or drama, whatever was going on.
Because your friends, typically, when they need you, it's usually something going on. So it ain't never going to be like, oh, it's not never, but those high stress situations feel just as stressful to you as it does to your friend.
Right.
Because they're in the middle of it.
Right.
And it's like, okay, now I got to be on alert too.
And it's me trying to keep Kim in the loop with everything. Like I said, something dramatic happens. I'm like, Kim, I feel this way. I want Kim to like kind of help me through it. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like putting the weight on her as well. Oh, Jesus.
So have y'all ever done that? Let's unpack why that is.
I've been the one to do it and I've been the one to have it done to me.
I don't want to sit here like I'm just some model bitch and I just, I'm the perfect citizen and I've never drained anyone with my shit, but I can't think of a time where somebody told me like, Kim, you're doing a lot. I don't want to hear all this shit. Cause I'm very internal. Like I process my emotions internally. I go through things internally. You know, like if I am going through something, it's usually not outward. It's usually like very much all in my head. So I don't know. You tell me like, How am I as far as, like, unloading on you? Like,
you don't unload. I feel like, well, we talk about a lot, yes. But I don't feel like I've ever been drained by you. I don't, you know, feel that way at all.
Okay.
I definitely don't. You're like, definitely in the neutral corner.
Like, neutral. Okay, cool.
Not too much.
And I've had other friends that have done the same thing, though. Have also drained me.
Ugh. So, I think, maybe just your personality type. Like you said, we just cling on to Kim.
We do.
Can't help it. Oh, we need our kids. What I'm saying, I notice a change, or I'm trying. I'll find myself like I know the old me and like the recent me is if I'm feeling mad, like it'll be all over social media. If I'm feeling sad, like you can tell in the way I'm posting or what I'm posting exactly what is going on with me right there in that present time. And I'm trying so hard to get away from that. Like yesterday, like after all that shit happened, was that yesterday, right? Well, not my phone was disabled. I was on there like giving everybody the play by play. Of what the fuck was going on with me and Apple and my phone. I was like, why the fuck am I doing this? I really had to sit, I ended up deleting all of, because I was like, literally, why the fuck am I doing this? Is it because I want them to like feel my pain as well? Mm-hmm. Is it because I want attention? Like, what am I doing? So I really got so frustrated with the fact I didn't have an answer. I deleted all of the shit. And I was like, I ain't gonna post nothing else. Like, I don't know why the fuck I do. I got mad at myself. Like, for real.
You did?
I got so mad at myself. I'm like, you're really going through this high stress situation, but you so fucking focused on your story and letting your people, like your, you know, your
followers
know what the fuck going on. It's like, for what? Like, yeah. Not saying I don't give a fuck about y'all, but it's kind of like, why did I feel so, inclined to like keep y'all in the loop.
Especially in a very high stress situation.
In a high stress, I was stressed as fuck. Bitch, I didn't eat until 4 or 5 o'clock. Like, I was stressed. I didn't eat literally since I got to my daddy's house. And I got there. It was the fact that I just felt all the love as soon as I got there. That's what made me want to start posting on my page.
Yeah.
Because I was dead ass like, I'm going to throw my fucking phone away. I was just so frustrated.
That's why it makes you relatable. I think in that moment, because you do stuff like that often. And it's like, it's nothing wrong with it. I just think at the time, you were feeling such a way about everything that was going on. And she was like, why am I like this? Why do I have to do this?
Like, why do I have to do this? Why am I giving everybody a play-by-play? When Kim told me play-by-play, like, that has stuck with me since she said it. Because that's literally what the fuck I do. Not even just with her. I do that with my mom. I do that with my followers. I do that on social media. I just do it. And I'm like, why do I feel inclined to give everybody a play-by-play? I play. Why don't I just, if okay, some dumb shit happened or some good shit happened, why I can't just, like you say, internalize it and just
that's not always a good thing. I was gonna say, this is a good transition because we can get people to update about your voice memos.
Oh, the ones that are deleted now?
No,
great.
but we talk about it.
I was doing so good.
They're deleted, but you, that's a good way to channel it without putting it on other people.
That's true.
That's what I found. Because sometimes holding it inside, like physically inside of you, not saying it. I mean, I also talk to myself. I mean, now I talk to the phone. But before, I would just do all my thought processes out loud. And it would feel like I was talking to someone else. So yeah. That would help me a lot to, you know, actually get it out. But internalizing it isn't great either.
When I notice I'm doing my voice memos, I'm like, y'all, this happened. Y'all, I feel so weird. I'm like, why am I saying y'all? Like, I'm talking to somebody. But it just helps.
It does.
The conversation keep flowing.
It definitely does.
Come on, I'll say, girl, you slow. Like, am I supposed to talk to myself like that? No, but.
I mean, sometimes
it helps. Sometimes it helps.
It does. That helps. But like, girl, what the fuck are you doing?
But I definitely, for some reason, I just feel like a weight is lifted off my shoulder, and I think it has a lot to do with having to like reset my phone, like just reset purge. That whole reset and purge thing.
Yeah.
That did something for my mind. It just gave me a lot of clarity.
Good.
So now I'm not saying I'm trying to go ghost on my social media, but it's just a lot of things. I'm just like, I ain't gotta get nobody to play by play.
Because you said it was a point in your life where you was doing that like much heavier than you are. Like, than you even are now?
Definitely. Like, oh, man, at McDonald's, post pictures of the sign. Oh, finna make my nails, post a picture of my nails. Get my hair done, post a picture. Like, girl, damn. Like, just chill. And I guess, I don't know if it was the hype of just social media and the whole story. And it was so new for everybody. We were all doing it.
Yeah, it was.
But I think I was one of those few people that kind of kept doing it up until a long time. And a lot, another thing I never really talked about. For a long time, I don't feel like I was off the grid. But remember, I wasn't posting myself.
It was around the time we met, I feel like.
Definitely.
You were.
I wasn't as big as on social media like that. Like, I didn't really have no presence like that. And then when I finally, like, I guess started getting back to myself.
Yeah.
I kind of slipped, like, right back into the posting all your moves, posting yourself every 5 minutes type of thing. Uh-huh. So now I'm trying to just find a healthy balance is all.
I still can't believe I met you at such a transition point
in
your life.
She did.
I can't believe that.
Y'all don't even know. Like,
it's so. Because when I tell y'all, I'm sure we've said this before, but the Mo that you talk about prior to me knowing you, literally just prior to you, like, graduating,
yeah,
is a totally different person. I don't different know that person.
Like,
I'm not
Kim
aware.
Kim does not know that Mo. She
and when people,
high school mode, college mode.
Yeah, when people from your past talk about how you were then, I'm like, I'm always like, so
who was it? Oh, my God. It was Azara. Hey, Azara. It was her. It was a while ago. But remember, I got my house. I started posting how I'm fixing up and being a mom and just doing stuff
that was
like
the first
that.
Time I ever seen you even post anything.
That's when it started.
Yes.
So people from, like you said, what was it? Like high school and college days?
Yeah.
It was them. They were like, is this the Mo that used to be at the club? Is this the Mo that used to be doing all that wild ass crazy shit?
But you really hit.
Like, so
you,
I legit like flipped the switch
you
on everybody. Like,
you really did flip the switch.
And it was people from my past like, is that what? Like, Mo, look at all the shit you're doing. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, girl, like,
life goes on.
And I kind of, I'm not saying I see myself slipping back into the old mode, but I see a little bit more of the old mode.
Just the fun things that you missed. The fun things. The fun part. You did used to talk about how you missed a lot of stuff.
Life was lit in high school and college. I swear to God, I'll go back right now. But like, life was lit. It when I got to that one little period right before, I think right before I got pregnant, and then right after Camille, like a lot had really changed. Mm-hmm. I like really slowed down a lot. Clearly, I was pregnant as fuck, but like a lot of shit just really slowed down for me. And it took me a long time to like really just get back into, I guess, my
who you are.
Even though I'm still trying to figure out who the fuck I am. I really am. A lot of things have changed, but here we are.
And see, me, I just feel like I'm in the same bitch all my life.
And Kim definitely met me right there at that transitional stage.
Definitely like, did.
Even I feel like back from 2017 when you first met me, I feel like I've changed since then, maybe a little bit. Mm-hmm. I feel it.
I would hope so. Shit, in a couple of years. Definitely. But yeah, so Mo's working on Not Draining Me, and I'm working on, I will say, because I was grateful that you were receptive to it, and you weren't just like, oh, Kim, why do you hate me?
I hate him so bad. What the fuck did I do?
Like, because, yeah. I think it encourages open dialogue, because I could have very easily just...
But we were always open, so I said, that probably got a lot to do with it,
too. We were always open, but it's not always easy for me to be open.
Yeah.
Because, okay. You know, I know that you are a sensitive person, and it's like, it's not you, it's really me.
And then what's funny is, like I said, y'all, we've had that conversation plenty of times. Because mm-hmm. certain situations have happened, and Kim be like, oh, you gotta tell me, you know, things like that. But for some reason, that last time with the whole, I think it was the keyword was play-by-play. I had to hear it that way to understand what I was really doing.
That's going
to
be the title of this episode.
Play-by-play, bitch.
Like, what?
That's what did it for me. And that's what made me think about my life, too. Like, okay, I'm really out here giving everybody the play-by-play. Because that's just what I was used to. But I definitely want to get back to the mold and ain't necessarily giving y'all too much of my personal life, but giving y'all just stuff that I guess love or I'm interested in.
Yeah. Because listen, your stories were lit when we were doing home things.
Listen, that's what I feel like I started to like grow on mm-hmm. social media because people was really interested in that. And I kind of fell off of that a little bit because I got lazy. So I haven't been doing shit in my house. Just spoiler alert. But
this podcast is Mo's little therapy session.
It is. I love venting. Oh my God. Y'all see the way I'm cuddled up on Kim's couch, just flake it on.
Like she is every single week. Oh, it's good to talk about.
I love a good vent session.
That's what probably you try to make me a therapist.
See, I was just gonna get to that. I'm not a therapist. How often is okay to vent? Do you vent? Like appointment with a therapist, like once a month, once a week.
Once a week, typically.
So once a week,
maybe once every week or every other week. I mean,
you know what I know is I have to start doing my voice memos. I literally like throughout the day I have to like write down like a timestamp. If that makes sense. Like at 10 o'clock, such pissed me off. All right, 11 o'clock, I felt good because I did such and such for somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Like, I got to do that. So, mm-hmm. when I'm going back through to do my voice memos, I don't, like, miss anything. Mm. So, it's kind of turning into, like, a journal entry type thing. But also, I'm going to talk about it on the... It's turning into a full-time job. And I want to fall off of this shit. And I'm really trying not to.
If you continue to use it as a mode of, like, you know, as your therapy, yeah. I don't see how you could fall off. Not. I mean, I fell off. I was feeling things and I was not talking about it on the voice memo.
I can't believe,
yeah, like that was always my biggest issue too. When I was young, like when I was going through a lot more stuff, I was afraid of, you know, just making people, because like, don't nobody want to hear negative stuff all the time. You know, a therapist, you pay them for that.
Right.
You know, that's their job. You come in here, you try to sort your shit out. But your friends, you know, they're just here for a good time. A lot of friends are, I think. Yeah. So I never felt comfortable, you know, really even telling my friends all of my stuff that was going on unless it was just really, really, really bad. And I think that's probably how I learned to internalize a lot of my shit. And let's be honest, the Black household doesn't always encourage, you know, being open about your feelings. So grew up and you got, and that's why a lot of men turn their girlfriends into their therapists and people that are supposed to fix them and stuff like that. So it's a tangled web we weave. We got to be mindful of, we got to be mindful of others.
Jesus.
Because you don't know how much you unloading into a person that already got, you know, a lot going on.
And you have to respect when that person says, all right, bitch, you ain't got to give me a play-by-play. Like, you have to, like, respect that and not, you know, keep doing the same shit. Because at some point, you know, that'll cause issues.
Yeah.
So now that I'm aware and I know what the fuck Kim literally meant by that shit, now I'm like, okay. Let me just wait. I'm gonna sit on it, see how I feel about it for real.
Listen, you said that same conversation.
You know, sometimes you give me the play-by-play, you tell me what's happening and how you feel right there in the moment, but mm-hmm. sometimes it's a lot better to hear it days down the line, or the day that I actually come to vent to you, and you get to hear the whole story or see how I feel about it now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, give yourself time to process it.
Because by the time I do that, I'll be like, I didn't really even give a fuck about that shit. I was just caught up in the moment.
Right. Which
I never give myself enough time to process. That's one thing I learned about. You know, I'm impulsive.
Yes, fuck.
I did that shit on
the Because you shirt, said, you like, I was like, why is the first thing you do? Why does that call me? Like, why don't you ever, you know, think about it, you know, with yourself for a little bit? And you were saying, well, you know, you just think so much differently than me. I just need, you know, to hear you. Your perspective.
Because right, I know I'll jump off the deep end, and then I'll call somebody else who, you know, calm, and they'd be like, girl, I ain't even that deep. Like, don't even think about it like that. Yeah, and like I need that. Because
yes.
I know, again, I'm impulsive as fuck. If somebody say, I don't want to, blah, 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 I'm like, oh, they don't want to fuck with me. They don't like me. They must hate me. I'm a terrible person. Great. Go to hell, Mo. That's me. But yes. If I talk to Kim, and she's like, girl, all they saying is they busy and they can't do that shit right now. Like, it ain't even that deep. And I need to hear that, like, right there in the moment. Otherwise, bitch, I'm going off the motherfucking deep end, and that's just going to be that. Like, I need that. I need somebody to know me the fuck out. And I always say, the people that I kept around me are always, like, from you to Christopher, I can't really say my mom, because, well, I'm going to say my mom because she's mature.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I was like really about to jump off the deep end, I'm so happy to have y'all around, because y'all would be like, it ain't even that deep, and that's not what they meant, Mo. Calm down, it ain't even that. If I got people just like me around, it's gonna be like, oh, that bitch trying you. Go off, bitch. Fuck it. Block her. It's gonna be that, and I can't do that. I can't have people like that around me. So I gotta keep Kim. I gotta keep people like that around me. What are you?
I'm a earth sign.
Earth. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Keep you grounded.
Keep you. You gotta keep me grounded. I need people to keep me grounded. Because we out somewhere and then some shit happened, I'm like, wait a minute, Kim, I don't like this shit. Something going on. Kim's like, Mo, it ain't even that.
it's funny. The more you talk about that, the more I'm thinking about situations where I'm like, Mo.
All the time. Tell him, Kim. It's all the time.
It's all the time. I'm like,
Kim, should I block them? That's my first instinct.
Nobody.
Nobody at all.
Should I block this man? Money, what are you, what?
Kim, what happened? Look what this girl said. You think she talked about me? That, like, that's just...
And when Kayla did the exact same thing to you...
It didn't mean, like, Kayla, no. Like,
hey, what are you talking about, girl?
I'm trying to figure out how the fuck can I be Kim to Kayla, but not Kim to my motherfucking self? How? How, Slay? It does not make sense.
Listen, I think with Kayla, what you do, you employ the what would Kim do. I think you think about this.
Sometimes, yes, and sometimes I really be like, this girl, like, we both fire, but it's kind of like... I think her
fire... Oh, y'all!
Her fire is a lot higher of... Bigger than mine, so I think
burns a little bit.
I'll be like, oh girl,
a little bit hotter.
That's a little spicy. I wouldn't really do that there, but
give yourself time to process. Like that time you called me, you was calling me back to back to back, and I like wasn't answering. And he was like, I just have so much to tell you. Can I have so much to tell you? And by the time you actually told me, I was like, that's it.
Because I had done, it been a lot. So much time had done passed. I really got to really sit there and think about it by myself. It just wasn't as hype as it was. But in that moment, which is, again, I got to get away from that. Like, in the moment,
yes.
I'd be, like, ready.
Yes.
I got to know to, like, okay, just think about it for a second. Just let it sit.
Let it mellow.
See how you really feel about
it. Let it marinate a little. It's
probably not even that deep.
Oh, maybe that might be the episode title.
No, I like play-by-play.
You said it
Don't
enough.
Don't change it.
You have said it enough.
So, do y'all give y'all friends a play-by-play? Or you, like, update them, like, once a week? We were literally talking every day, all day.
And I remember I told you one time, I was like, it had been a few days or had been a week or whatever. I was like, I like this. We should do this more often. And you got so offended. You was like, wow.
Like, whoa, wait a minute.
I was like, well, I just like the catching up. The catching up is fun. Yeah,
it is.
Ain't no catching up to do if you talk to me every day.
We literally worked together. Mm-hmm. We was talking every day. At one point, we was seeing each other every day.
Duh.
So, I think that's why when we first started working from home, we would call each other and talk all day every day, because we was used to seeing each other all day every day.
Yeah.
And then that routine kind of, you know, we kind of fell out of that a little bit, which wasn't really a bad thing. Because like you said, the catching up made up for it. But I see the growth in us, friend.
We're come
solid.
A long way.
I know we're solid. If I don't talk to Kim, like, I know it's fine.
Because it's friends that I used to talk to, you know, every single day. But now it's like, oh, we might talk once a week or once every other week or maybe even once a month. And it's like, I don't feel any pressure. You're my best friend.
I know I'm secure in Kim's life. So if we don't talk for a day, I ain't going to blow our shit up.
She not.
I'm a texter though. I ain't gonna. I'm like, bitch, wait a minute, bitch.
But listen, but if I don't answer, tell them how you get. Cause she was ready to blow. She would have pulled up on me, y'all.
That one night. It was recent too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, that was that night. It was the next night. That night, he here. And I was very tired. Let Mo tell it. I was ignoring her. I was ignoring her. She just was a shit to
That's
me.
That's my impulsive mind. I'm like, damn, she don't want to fuck with me for real. She don't like my ass no more. Like, God, that must be I'm a terrible person.
Yes. And I'm like, girl. That's my favorite line. That's a whole nother topic for another day. Isn't it? Internalizing how people treat you and how people respond to you is a reflection of them, not you.
Okay.
Like, and it's not even just like partners and stuff. Like, it's friends, family, like how people, when I learned that, a fucking light bulb went up in my head. I was like.
So someone's being trashy to you. It's not because you're a trashy person. It's because maybe they're feeling trashy.
Quite literally.
Okay.
Precisely. Because you would ask me, like, Kim, is something wrong with me? Is there something wrong with me? And I'd be like, Mo, I need you to listen and listen good. There is nothing wrong with you. This person treats you like this because something is wrong with them. And that's not even, that don't even mean they're a bad person. It's just something that is wrong with them. Like, or it's not a good fit. It's usually never about you. Don't take it personal. Don't take it personal.
That's all I have, friend.
That's all I got, too.
I love our talks.
Episode 29.
Next week is episode 30, Kim.
Yeah.
What we going to do? First of all, look at my hair.
I was going to say the same.
I'm going to have to hold off on that live for you.
Just might. When is your hair appointment scheduled?
May 13th.
Oh, okay. So we both getting cute the same week.
Yes, we are.
I mean, I'm not getting my hair done, but I am doing my hair that week. So, thank God.
So we'll be cute that week. So episode, wait.
We won't be
That's
no
nothing we need to talk about because we're going to take a season break, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. No, Kim, No.
What?
I don't like it.
What do you mean?
Because we're going to both be cute. I want to do at least one little live. That first week we cute.
So you really trying to go on live?
Yeah, I'm going to be cute. With my friend or whatever.
And record the podcast live?
This will be our first live show.
Don't take it personal. Are we going live from our account that you don't have the password to?
Oh, if you want to. Or Facebook. I can do both. I'll bring the devices.
All right. So we're skipping next week?
We should probably. Because it's Mother's Day weekend anyway. I don't think I got no big plans because whatever. But. I know. We were on track. Yes. But I want to be cute for episode 30. Because again, we're going to be taking that season break. We're going to have no episode until after that. So we're getting cute for nothing.
Fine.
Yay. Sorry, y'all.
That's all I had. That's all you got?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can discuss further plans, I guess. Off the podcast. Okay, let's get off of this.
We're chatting.
Oh, find us on Twitter. We are The Even Exchange. On Instagram, we're Even Exchange Podcast. Look out for that next week. The following week, we might go live. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. Mo is HeyPrettyLady_. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. We really appreciate it if you guys would rate. I was going to say rate, review, and subscribe. But that makes sense. You can rate, you can review, and you can subscribe to a podcast. Sure. I'm going to go with that. And have any parting words, Mo?
Wait, I play home.